This is Akashvani Itanagar. The news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has departed on a six-day visit to France and Slovakia. In his departure statement, Modi highlighted that France has a special place in India's strategic vision. He said the focus of the visit will be on boosting economic as well as cultural linkages between India and France. In France, Modi will jointly inaugurate the Bharat Innovates event with President Emmanuel Macron as part of the India-France Year of Innovation. He will then travel to Slovakia for a two-day visit and hold talks with President Peter Pellegrini and Prime Minister Robert Fico to deepen bilateral cooperation. After Slovakia, Modi will return to France to participate in a G7 summit at Evian on June 16 and 17. Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a meeting on demographic change and directed a commission to study demographic changes in border districts. During the meeting, Shah also directed a commission to visit border areas, metro cities, and industrial towns for assessment. Earlier last month, the central government had constituted a high-level committee to study the demographic changes arising from illegal immigration and other abnormal reasons and to suggest measures to deal with these demographic changes. Chief Minister Pema Khandu sought special policy interventions and enhanced support for Arunachal Pradesh during a meeting of Northeastern Chief Ministers convened by Niti Aayog in New Delhi on Friday. Highlighting the state's strategic importance, difficult terrain and dispersed population, he urged a review of population-based funding criteria and expansion of PMGSY to cover villages with 250 or more residents. Khandu also sought support for achieving the state's 40,000 megawatt hydropower target by 2047, strengthening the Institute of Transforming Arunachal and creating a separate All India Service Cadre. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju on Friday highlighted the achievements of the Narendra Modi-led government over the past 12 years, citing major progress in infrastructure, connectivity, welfare, technology and national security. Addressing a press conference at the BJP state headquarters in Itanagar, he noted significant gains in rural roads, railway electrification, aviation, sanitation, drinking water supply, financial inclusion, and indigenous defense production. He also highlighted key projects in Arunachal Pradesh, including the Sela and Nechipu tunnels and the Frontier Highway. Indian Army on Friday safely defused an unexploded mortar shell believed to be from the 1962 Indo-China conflict after it was discovered in the Lebrang area of Tawang Township on Thursday. Following information received by Tawang Police on June 11, the area was cordoned off and a joint operation was launched with the Army. The bomb disposal team later transported the live shell to Metang and successfully neutralized it without any loss of life or property, police said. Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, retired, extended his sincere gratitude to all voluntary blood donors on the eve of World Blood Donor Day. He said that blood donors whose selfless act of kindness saves countless lives every day are silent heroes. They offer hope to patients in emergencies, support mothers during childbirth, assist those undergoing surgeries and cancer treatment, and help sustain life it is needed the most. Governor said this year's theme, One Drop of Humanity, Give Blood, Save Lives, beautifully captures the spirit of compassion and solidarity that lies at the heart of blood donation. Tani Lipi inventor Tony Koyu was conferred the prestigious Luminous Luma Dai Literary Award 2026 in a function held at Pasighat on Friday. The award, presented by former Chief Minister Mukut Mithi, recognizes Koyu's outstanding contribution to literature and language development in Arunachal Pradesh. Instituted by the Arunachal Pradesh Literary Society, the award carries a memento, citation, books and a case prize of 50,000 rupees. Government has appointed Lieutenant General Dhiraj Seth as the next chief of the Army staff with effect from afternoon of 38 June. AN-32 transport aircraft of the Indian Air Force has met with an accident at the Jorhat Air Force Station in Assam this morning. The Met Center Itanagar has issued alert for 14 districts including Papumpare, Pake Kesang, Kradadi, Kurumkume and others across Arunachal Pradesh. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.